Welcome back, 1234 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And look who it is, Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Andy.
Wizards, they take the first one from the Bulls. They look good, but...
That was a very impressive victory. Just because it showed being in the playoffs isn't going to scare this team. They're not going to get bulldozered, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
They may lose the next four, but it's going to be because the Bulls played better, not because they were intimidated or not ready for the playoffs. It was a great, great start.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to thinking about the last championship, which you and I and certain others in our age neighborhood remember. That team was 44-38 in the regular season, and no one expected it to do anything in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It won the championship.
Yeah. It's called rising to the occasion, I think.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a good mix. When Nene is healthy, that is a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of weapons, a lot of, you know, there's not a real big hole. It's not like, well, you know, they got this great backcourt, but who's their wing, their number three, as they call it in basketball. Well, you know, they've got all that. Trevor Ariza's having this great year. Marcin Gortat was the best off-season acquisition any local team made. So, yeah, and they may lose the next four, but I think they've made their mark and impressed some people that they're legit.
But, you know, it's very important to get that first win because that is the confidence builder. They know they can beat this team, and now it's just buckle down and do it.
Sure, and tonight's playing with house money because when you're the road team for the first two games, when the playoffs are set up in the structure they are, you just want to go out there and split. You know, obviously you want to win both. But if you split, you've gained home court advantage. You now have more games at home. You just got to win your home games.
Yeah.
And it's huge. And the Bulls are facing a little pressure tonight. You darn sure don't want to go down 0-2 with three games still in D.C.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Then you don't even have to win all your home games.
That's right. That's right. All right, let's talk about the Nets. I think they'd be okay if they didn't have to field the ball.
Yeah, you know, that other team hits it, and you got to use those pesky gloves, and it becomes a problem.
What the heck is going on?
You know, that's a very good question. They should be better defensively. Ian Desmond developed into a gold glove shortstop. You know, I don't think he's never won it, but I think he's been a finalist twice.
Yeah.
You know, he had that miserable rookie year with the glove, and then I think the next 2 years his error totals were roughly the same as they were his first year.
Yeah.
But man, he is really, really struggling. And, you know, little things like the TV guy said last night, you know, you can't let a routine ground ball become a runner on first. Every time they make a mistake, the other team makes them pay. Mm. Every single time.
Yeah. We're looking at one zip in the eighth. I think that, you know, it's a real pitcher's duel. It's going to be a glorious night for the Nats, and then they fall apart. So.
Yeah, and that's the type of game, you know. At one point, and I don't know what the final hit total is, at one point I looked up and the Angels had 10 hits and the Nats had one.
Yeah.
You're thinking that they probably deserved to be losing 4-1 or so, but they weren't. And those are the type of games championship teams find a way to win. And for a while, you know, Tanner Roark could not have pitched better.
Yeah.
You know, they were winning that game and they needed to hold on. And, you know, Raul Albañez, I don't know how many times I watched him hit a home run. When it doesn't matter what uniform he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationals shouldn't let him in the stadium.
First matchup between Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. That's kind of an interesting story. Both those guys, they played together, and they were both perceived superstars, right?
Yeah, they were. You know, Harper was the big guy with all the hype, and Trout was sort of an unknown. He was drafted much later in the first round, but in the first, what, three plus years of his major league career, has been a little better than Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get the Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio comparisons. Tom Lavero wrote that the other day. You know, they're not going to play each other that often. It's not like the Yankees and the Red Sox when they play each other 87 billion times a year. This is the first time the Angels have been here, what, since Trout's been on the team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just fun to see, you know, again, Manny Machado, the pitcher in Miami. You know, if you pick the five best 22 and under players in baseball, two of them are at Nats Park this week, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Harper benched the other night by Williams. Are you surprised by that?
No. I was actually there as a ticket holder. I very rarely go out anymore with a ticket in my hand, but I went with my son and some buddies the other day, and we thought, I don't know if you remember the inning before, he kind of hesitated catching a fly ball, and I thought maybe he'd messed that quad because Franzen went in. And it wasn't until we got in the car and heard it on the radio that he'd been benched. And I thought, good, you know, that sends a message. I don't care if you're Bryce Harper, Ryan Zimmerman, whoever you are. You got to hustle.
Yeah.
He clearly did not on that ground ball.
Mm-hmm. And he knew it, too.
And he knew it. He absolutely knew it. And Matt Williams said, you know, it had nothing to do with his quad. He just did not hustle.
Yeah. One final note today. NFL, Raiders trade quarterback Terrell Pryor to Super Bowl winning Seahawks. What the heck is that all about? Do we know?
That's a very good question. I mean, he's not going to play over Russell Wilson.
I know.
And, you know, I don't get it. That I don't know what Seattle has in mind. Maybe they've got another deal in the works where they can send him and get something they need. Or, you know, they got a good, you know, Russell Wilson, no guarantee he doesn't get hurt. Quarterback could get hurt. But, yeah, it's a little bit of an odd one.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, Mike, thanks for your help. As always, we'll talk Thursday.
Looking forward to it, sir. Thank you.